Hey, cashiers. We Have the Receipts podcast is coming at you live from Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles.
Chris, are you kidding?
No, Netflix is a joke, Courtney, but this is not one of them. Our listeners in LA have the chance to join us for a live recording of our podcast, We Have the Receipts, hosted by me, Chris Burns.
And me, Courtney Revolution.
Join us and a few surprise guests from your favorite Netflix reality shows on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at a secret location in Hollywood.
To be announced.
Get your tickets for the We Have the Receipts live show at tudum.com/WHTR. That's Tudum, TUDUM.com/WHTR.
Tickets are limited. If you can't make it to the show, we still want to hear your beautiful voice. Leave us a message at speakpipe.com/WeHaveTheReceipts.
You may even hear your own voice on the show.
Grab a ticket at tudum.com/WHTR.
And we'll see you on May 4th in Los Angeles. Bye, cashiers.
You're listening to What and Why on Skip Intro, a segment where we tell you what's streaming on Netflix and why it's worth a watch. I'm here with Chris, one of our Q team members. Hi, Chris. It's great to see you.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. I'm so glad Los Angeles is warm again. That's just really what makes me happy. We're actually, you know, out in the sunshine, palm trees and the blue sky. It's great. Thank you for coming in. So I know time is precious, which is why we do these, because we love to curate for our listeners about what we're watching and why we're watching it on Netflix. So let's have your what and why.
Yes. So my what and why is Pamela, A Love Story, which is her documentary where she takes you through her life. And why? Because it's really her reclaiming her narrative. And I had the privilege of attending the premiere a few months ago. And it was so interesting because a lot of the fans who came to the premiere, they looked just like her. They were styled just like her. And I thought about it and I was like, she created that aesthetic, that cool girl aesthetic, you know, and so many young women kind of aspired to look just like her. And I was like, wow, like she really took over an entire like era in time, you know, and she never really got credit for that. So it was crazy to have that experience and just again, to just see her reclaim her narrative and, you know, not really badmouth anyone, just tell her side of the story and just show she was just working, you know, she was acting and giving people content and giving people stories for them to escape their lives. And it was great to just see like people really celebrate her and for her to get her recognition for everything she truly gave to the world.
I love that doc as well. And it's so easy to watch. And you know, I didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. And I was completely taken in by it. And just her with no makeup, no hair, just going through her own archive was fascinating. And then for someone like myself who lived through it the first time around, it was so enlightening to kind of the reframe of what you thought at the time, which wasn't exactly what was going on, and how, you know, decades later we view things under such a different lens. I thought it was tremendous, and she was so vulnerable and honest, and it's a great talk.
Mm-hmm. I was impressed by how much of an archivist she was. You know, my therapist has been telling me for months to journal, and I haven't been listening. And I was like, wait a minute, I need to take a page out of Pamela Anderson's book, because...
And she was journaling since she was six. I mean, that was amazing. And she's such a good writer, and just writing everything down anywhere in any can. She just had the agency to document it, which I think is amazing. And you should start journaling. I'm going to start reminding you then.
Yes. And I need to read her book, because you're right. She is an amazing writer. You know, I think she writes with such like vivid imagery. Like as I was listening to the narration in the documentary, I was like, okay, this woman is a storyteller, you know, and she has something to say.
That was great. Well, thanks for coming in, Chris.
Yeah, of course.
Curious what else the Q team is watching? Head over to Netflix and search Q's Q for more recommendations. That's Q-U-E-U-E, initial Q. Thank you.